With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. New national wildfire response plans released today give us a better picture of what firefighting will now look like in the COVID-19 era. Edward O'Brien reports.
The days of big fire camps, those self-contained cities that seem to magically appear in open fields overnight, are, at least for this year, a thing of the past. Under new guidelines released Thursday, they're being replaced with a system designed to foster proper social distancing during the COVID-19 pandemic. National Interagency Fire Center spokesperson Carrie Green.
We'll likely be housing crews on their own in smaller, more remote camps, or different types of living and feeding situations. And of course, it's going to be a case-by-case situation based on the incident and its location and what the other factors are.
Federal wildland fire agencies with their state and local partners have worked since March developing plans to protect firefighters from the novel virus while allowing them to conduct safe and effective firefighting operations. Area teams develop 9 different 100-plus page response plans tailored for specific regions across the United States. In the Northern Rockies, a fast early response to a reported wildfire reduces the chances it gets bigger and more destructive. Green says that will be especially important this season.
So if we can have less exposure by having less time spent at the incident, then we're going to look at tactics to address that incident where we can reduce that time. We may decide to use different suppression strategies so that we commit fewer people for a shorter time, and that could include fighting fire aggressively with aircraft.
Other guidelines include more frequent disinfection of vehicles and equipment, limited daily face-to-face operational briefings, and reduction or outright elimination of live public information meetings. Those instead would be televised or broadcast on platforms such as Zoom or Facebook Live. The wildfire response plan is available on our website at mtpr.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.